it's the way that America has been going with being liberal in people's personal lives. As we see recently, most states are also legalizing same-sex marriage. So the issue of marijuana use is in a huge way being considered a very small thing anymore.
Reverend Mutenda, what is your view on this issue?
I don't think it is the right thing for society to delve into it, bearing in mind the consequences of taking that way. So the legalization of it will be tearing the social fabric in a way, because when one takes that weed, definitely it affects their mental faculty. From a spiritual point of view, I also don't think it is something that is that can be delved into, because it is parallel with issues of faith.
Mr. Ndabambi, can you react to what Reverend Mutenda is saying? He's very much concerned about the negative effects of marijuana on society.
Obviously, the Honorable Reverend is a man of the cloth, and, you know, he is obviously likely to preach against something of that nature. Marijuana is an intoxicant. So basically, what America has done here is to regulate something that it has found to be prevalent in society. A lot of people are using it. America has got such a huge drug problem, such that marijuana use is not regarded as a serious drug. Moreover, what with the medical discoveries of its effectiveness against particular ailments and diseases.
Let's talk about Binga. Binga is an area in Zimbabwe where people can actually smoke marijuana. So when we talk about legalization of marijuana in the USA, how do you compare Binga with, let's say, USA?
These are two different places, two different entities with very different backgrounds. Yes, in the U.S., as much as they can legalize it, but I don't think in Binga, per se, it was legalized. No, just people grew up in that area growing the weed and, of course, smoking it. But after, you know, seeing the after effects of it, yes, I heard my colleague that would be talking about it being medicinal. Yes, I don't know how much scientific that has been proven. But looking at the after effects of that weed, it is what has made people to be sort of very nervous about it, you know. So in Bia, in actual fact, people say that all people smoke freely and they... No. That's a misconception. Because according to the laws of this country, of this land, when you are caught, you know, with that weed, then you have to... You have to serve, you know, behind bars, in as far as the laws of this country are concerned. And yet, people have had the misconception that in Binga you can smoke freely. No, that is not it. Even in the old, they used to use their calabashes. Where you not detect that they are smoking that weed, because they knew it was not, you know, it was for public consumption. But it had to be consumed by, you know, a certain kind of people. Where, you know, the elderly and so forth. But now, I think one of the problems is the abuse factor of the weed itself. I think that is what should be looked into. As much as America, Washington, D.C. is legalizing it, but they'll have to run in cycles because there's nothing that you can hide after taking that weed.
Mr. Ndabambi, what is your reaction to that?
Obviously, abuse of anything is not good. The biggest point about the marijuana legalization in America is that the population of America, of Americans, even conservative states, and it seems like the winds are blowing that way.